Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. That's 855-453. That's 3733 for those of you who maybe don't have the letters on your telephone. I know I had a cell phone once that didn't have the letters on there. I found it very, very frustrating.
There's always phonespell.org, but luckily they don't need to go there because you give it out both ways.
855-450-3733. Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings there. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. I really enjoy the website, like going there, reading the sayings they have. They're clever, and they speak to my heart. It's LibertyStickers.com. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. So, Stephanie, we have an article here about private roads. And I'll tell you, when you talk about the ideas of liberty and the ideas that we don't necessarily need top-down hierarchical organizations calling themselves the state handling everything, one of the first things that people think of is,
what about the roads?
What about the roads? And you can use the examples.
It's anarchy.
Examples day in and day out of private roads that are, you know, springing up all over the United States.
Every parking lot that there is, any private plaza where there are lots of, malls, that kind of thing.
Deed-restricted communities where they, make private roads inside that area, and the people essentially pay.
Even people here in New Hampshire, some of our neighbors who maintain their own roads, their dirt roads or whatever. And there's lots.
My driveway is long enough to be called a road.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of different creative solutions about how the need for transportation and, having roads to drive on would get met without forcing people to pay for it.
Right. Another really great example are railroads. Railroads crisscross the United States all over the place. The vast majority of them were built privately. I don't know. I can't specifically say any of them were governmental, but I'm not going to say that all of them were privately built. But, I mean, here you have private organizations, companies dealing with landowners, going in and buying things at the rate that they felt like they're, paying for, that was fair to pay for them and that kind of thing. So, I mean, the idea that roads can't get taken care of in a marketplace is really just, not looking at it. I mean, it's a knee-jerk reaction. Lots of people say it. If I had to give up cops, courts, roads, and military in order to see, taxes reduced in other areas, I suppose I'd do that. But I'd immediately go to work on getting rid of those things, too. I'm willing to make a deal for more liberty, but don't think that my dealing's done.
Yeah. Well, and, it can be really sad because, as this article is about to point out, so many times the government control of roads actually really holds back the progress of having the technology of good roads to drive on.
Sure.
For instance, I used to live in Massachusetts before I moved to New Hampshire, or get some sense, and moved to New Hampshire. And not only did they have tolls on the major highway that went from one side of from east to west in the state, they had tolls quite often, and especially as you approached Boston, the tolls got more frequent and more expensive.
Sure.
But the roads were full of potholes year-round, and they would hire these union contractors to resurface the roads and stuff like that. But, they would have to do it every couple of years. In the meantime, there would be even more frost heaves and potholes. And it got to the point at some places where it wasn't really that safe to drive on because the road was just so pitted and it was really in need of work. But you would think with all the tolls they had, they would be able to find some way to repair the roads, but
when you look at what these toll takers make, I mean, some of these toll takers, they're making $80,000 a year, and the benefits. Don't forget the benefits. Yeah. Now, I mean, I'll admit, the job's got to be miserable. It would take a certain personality type to really enjoy it, but
those jobs are difficult to get unless you actually know someone, if you're connected. A lot of times it's like family members and things like that.
Sure, a job where you do essentially nothing and get paid $80,000 or $90,000 a year is absolutely going to be difficult to get a hold of.
Well, and
but
look
you
at
can
some
see
of the tolls.
Where the money goes. It goes to the person who's taking the money.
Well, and yes, and in Massachusetts they had the Big Dig, which is widely regarded as one of the worst examples of government failing to successfully build roads. I mean, it was 10 years over completion. It was 10 times over budget,
and
then
one
it
of the
killed
panels,
people.
Right, and then one of the panels falls from the bridge and kills somebody shortly afterwards after it gets opened up. I mean, it is.
It was atrocious. I mean, and that didn't have to happen.
Right.
You know?
If you really like the idea of roads, the last organization you would want involved in them is the
government.
I mean, because who got... If I built a building and my building fell over and killed somebody, I'd probably be held responsible, may even go to jail.
Yes.
Who went to jail when the government
did? Nobody. Mistakes were made. That's what
mistakes
they always
were made.
Yeah, that's what
right?
they always say. Yep, so...
Not we made mistakes, or Jim over here effed this up.
Yeah.
You know, they don't say that. They just say, mistakes were made.
And you were all forced to pay for it. That's the thing that they don't say.
Right. Government thrives on failure.
Yeah. It,
you know, when they fail, the taxpayers had to pay the money in order to, whatever happened with the family there, they had to make them whole, had to pay the money to put the bridge back together that fell apart. The taxpayers pay this.
I mean, and don't forget, I mean, this isn't something that people see immediately. This is kind of the unseen consequences. But the big dig was supposed to essentially eliminate traffic in Boston, especially
right.
getting to Logan Airport. And it did nothing of the sort. I mean, it really didn't do what it was supposed to do.
Right, well,
and it was bloated, over budget, late, and dangerous.
All the time with government programs, you know, when they fail to produce what it is that they say that they're going to produce,
mm-hmm.
they just charge more money and start another program to do the same darn thing over and over again. The government thrives on failure.
Yep.
Businesses don't.
When they fail, they get more money. Yep.
When businesses fail, they go out of business and you don't deal with them again.
Yeah. So let me get into this article. It's very interesting to me. So it's from economicsjunkie.com. It's a blog. Anyone who thinks we need government to build and maintain roads may want to consider, and then it links to an article, Kauai residents don't wait for the state to repair the road. Their livelihood was being threatened, and this is a block quote from another article. Their livelihood was being threatened, and they were tired of waiting for government help. So business owners and residents on Hawaii's Kauai Island pulled together and completed a $4 million repair job to a state park for free. Paulihale State Park
wow.
has been closed since severe flooding destroyed an access road to the park and damaged facilities in December. The State Department of Land and Natural Resources had estimated that the damage would cost $4 million to fix, money the agency doesn't have, according to a news release from the department chairwoman, blah, blah, blah. It would have been open this summer, and it probably wouldn't be open next summer. It would not have been open this summer, and it probably wouldn't be open next summer, said a local surfer who helped organize the volunteers. They said it would probably take 2 years, and with the way that they are cutting funds, we felt like they'd never get the money to fix it. And if the repairs weren't made, some business owners faced the possibility of having to shut down. Ivan Slack, co-owner of Nepali Kayak, said his company relies solely on revenue from kayak tours and needs the state park to be open to operate. The company jumped in and donated resources because it knew that without the repairs, the kayak company would be in financial trouble. If the park is not open, it would be extreme for us, to say the least, he said. Bankruptcy would be imminent. How many years can you be expected to continue operating, owning 15 passenger vans, $2 million in insurance, and a staff? For us, it was crucial, and our survival was dependent on it. The park is the key to the sheer survival of the business. So this guy and other business owners and residents made the decision not to sit on their hands and wait for state money that many expected would never come. Instead, they pulled together machinery and manpower and hit the ground running on March 23rd, and there's a video of it. After only 8 days, all of the repairs were done. It was a shockingly quick fix to a problem that may have taken much longer if they waited for state money to funnel in.
I'm sure it would have.
We can wait around for the state or federal government to make this move, or we can go out and do our part, the business owner said. Just like everyone sitting around waiting for a stimulus check, we were waiting for this, but we decided we couldn't wait anymore. Thielen has been waiting, too, another person who's the government bureaucrat in the state land department or whatever. She wants the legislature to approve her recreation renaissance project, a $240 million booster shot to help fix parks around the state. Without it, at least 5 state parks may be forced to close. There would be no emergency repair money to fix the state park. We shouldn't have to do this, but when it gets to a state level, it just gets so bureaucratic. Something that took us 8 days would have taken them years, said Troy Martin, another business owner who donated machinery and steel for the repairs. So we got together, the community, and we got it done. This
yeah.
is really cool.
You know, and I mean, people say, well, you know, people are coming from all over and driving on this road. They should all pay for it. It's fair. You know,
the business owners were the ones who decided they had to get it fixed.
They had to have it. You know, the money's there. You got to have this road to make money, and they fixed it.
So we're going to wait for the state. It's pretty cool.
It's an amazing story. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. SACL toll free call in line 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's the whole point of the show. Call in, talk about whatever you want. 855-450-3733. It is the live Sunday edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
Check out Bitcoins. They're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated. And now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. MemoryDealers.com is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but can also be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. Be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. Again, it's memorydealers.com. So, Stephanie, we just read a story about a company in Kauai.
It wasn't just one company.
I'm sorry, it's a group of people in Kauai that repaved a road in a park there.
They had to repair it because there was severe flooding that damaged the road. It was like an access road, essentially, mm-hmm. in a national park. And the state was saying it would cost something like $4 million and take 2 years to fix.
Okay.
But they did it for free in 8 days, and it was motivated by, you know...
Well, how did they fix it for free?
Because people donated services. Like, there was a heavy equipment company that donated steel and machinery in order to fix the road, and then a lot of people donated their own labor in order to fix it.
Wow. That's really impressive. It makes you wonder why the heavy equipment company would, you know, what's their benefit in fixing this particular road? Maybe it's a secondary benefit in having community relations or something like that. I'm sure they got a great
deal. Well, it was their livelihood. I mean, there are so many people's businesses who made a living off of the tourism in Hawaii, actually, or Kauai, actually, depended on having this road operational.
Right.
And so I think it would kind of benefit everybody in an abstract way who lives on that island or has a business there, because they didn't want the local businesses to be devastated, you
sure.
know?
I absolutely agree with that. So, you know, and this road building can be the third rail in libertarian politics. You know, people tend to want to steer away from it. You know, here on Free Talk Live, it can be, you know, it in the past, it has mired itself, the show, and talking to people about it, because they just can't imagine how the ground can be paved in the absence of, some state organization doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, how in the world can, two states make roads meet at the state line? How can this be done?
It's important to point out that, you know, we're talk show hosts, right? Mm-hmm. And scientists in some cases, right? And we're not experts on building or paving or designing roads and road technology. However, we can say for sure that in a free society, at least there are more creative ways to get this done and to meet this need for people than to do it by forcing people to pay for it.
That much is true, and I think that it's fair to say that the free market is always more innovative than the government is.
Yes.
And that the innovation would be there as far as road technology. It may very well be cheaper to produce if the government hadn't been involved for the last, 100 years or so.
Oh, I really wonder what technologies we don't have in common use today because the government mostly handles roads. I mean, I could envision heated roads that run on, that absorb solar energy. I mean, what better way to get to store solar energy than a black strip of land that's completely clear, you know, that the sun is shining down on all day? I mean, couldn't we harness that somehow to heat the roads and get the snow off of them in places?
At the very least, I mean, you might be able to use the power.
Streetlights.
There's something that goes right along the side of most roads, and that's power lines. I mean, you'd think you'd be able to shunt the power, the DC power, into the AC grid, transformers. I don't know exactly what one would have to do, but
yeah. And who knows? I mean, maybe they wouldn't even be like asphalt. Maybe they would be rails that cars could get on, and then they could essentially drive themselves to a pre-programmed destination. Maybe there would be flying cars. You know, we just don't know what the future would actually hold.
Right. When you think about maybe cars would have, smaller combustion engines in them, and then work essentially like trolleys did,
yep.
where they drug this this line along, and they would get electricity from, in some cases, from a line overhead, in some cases from a line beneath, and you could just get the power from the road that would be generating the power. The car would go along. I mean, you talk about solving the world's energy crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, there it is. The road is powering the vehicles on it.
Yeah,
these are things that are government bureaucrats asking themselves these questions? No. I would venture to say not at all.
No.
Like, there's just, there's nothing there in it for them. Zero, zip, zilch. And they're not doing it. And
well, they don't have any reason to innovate. They don't have a reason to spend people's money wisely because they have an unlimited supply of other people's money that they can take by force. And, you know, it's not to try to disparage them, but they just don't have those proper incentives. They're not trying to help people get to their businesses so that they can make a profit, you know, right. And that they could give people a product that they want.
Right.
They're just basically trying to subsidize their own existence, and, you know, it leads to real inefficiencies.
If you're going out and buying a car for yourself and your family, you're going to pay a heck of a lot more attention to detail than you are if you're going out and buying, you know, three cars for three different people in your neighborhood or whatever. And then when you start talking about you're the car buyer for the world, what do you care about this guy in Poughkeepsie and what kind of car he gets? Here, you just give him the car. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's suddenly, it's human nature.
And when somebody else is paying for it, then you're going to spend, you know, $100,000 on a Honda Accord, I think, is an example that you've used before in the past, Mark.
Well, yeah, in that case, I'm talking about, you know, failures versus successes in the government paradigm. And I think that it is a, you know, some people will say, well, look, government did get the road built. No one's doubting that. But look, the government said that it was going to cost $4 million to do this road, and they managed to do it. The people in this community did it in 8 days, and they're saying zero, but, I mean, there was certainly some cost to some people. But
it was a lot of donations of labor. But, I mean, people are willing to do
like
that
1%
because it's so important.
Even the labor, 1% of the raw materials, $40,000, and sounds to me like they did a far better job.
Yeah.
And this is what it comes down to. One tries to quantify how inefficient the government is, and it's a pit that never ends. Here it is. I mean, I'm just coming up with a number 100 times more efficient the marketplace was in this case than, you know, you got to figure in people's labor, how much does that cost? I don't know. I mean, it's very difficult to say.
Sure.
Makes it very, very difficult. But when you're talking about successes and failures in the area of the marketplace of the government, yeah, the government got the road built, but it got it built for 100 times what it would have cost these people.
Mm-hmm.
If I paid 100 times what the value of the Honda Accord was when I went out and purchased it, I can tell you my wife wouldn't consider that a success. Yeah. She would consider it an abject failure, even if I paid double what the Accord was worth.
They're buying Natty Ice for the price of, you know, rich champagne, right?
Right. The richest of rich champagne.
Yeah.
even when the new roads, I mean, different states are different, but I mean, I've seen in instances where in a couple of years the roads deteriorating.
Yeah.
Like, what happened here? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Who's responsible? Nobody's responsible. The taxpayer's responsible. And it's the tragedy of the commons.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about how this is built, and nobody's going to lose their job.
Well, people talk about the highway, the interstate system as being so great, but I think the original impetus for building that was so they could have a way to transport military tanks.
It was absolutely.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your road questions answered here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins, toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Staples toll-free call online here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's February the 23rd through the 26th, 2012. But you can get your tickets now and get them more cheaply in the early bird discount. And there's a Free Talk Live discount with coupon code 2012. It's one of the largest Liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be part of it. It'll be held at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. So far, the speakers include Joel Salatin, author of You Can Farm, Clark Neely from the Institute of Justice, Jack Spirico, a survival expert, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government. Just go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum and sign up with coupon code FTL2012. If you're going to go, now's the time to get your ticket. You do not want to screw around on this because you get both discounts. FTL2012, early bird at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Let's go back to the phones. Here we've got Zach in Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk.
I just wanted to get your opinion on this real quick. Sure. I will admit that I'm not terribly familiar with Bitcoins, but I almost wonder if this is going to go the same way as the Liberty Dollar, where everyone got excited about it, an alternative currency, and while that was barter currency and the focus was actual coins, and I think that may have been what got them in trouble. I guess I heard the last spot, and now Bitcoins are making physical coins as well. I almost wonder, do you think the Fed is going to try to trump on this as well, or do you think that they won't be able to?
They've already talked about it. I don't know if they're just making noise or what, but to me, I don't know. I'm actually not that familiar with Bitcoins either myself. And so I don't know.
They're disturbed. Certainly some people in the government, one politician whose name escapes me, had mentioned them. And, you know, he doesn't like the idea that interactions can be done, anonymously on the internet. Of course, they can be done anonymously in real life by cash. So
I guess
he doesn't like cash either.
I think the big deal with the Liberty Dollar was that one of the big deals was that they used the word dollar. And somehow the feds claimed that that was, fraudulent or...
Well, you know, there's sort of this... The Liberty Dollar had some special circumstances. The fellow there, Bernard von Notthaus, for one, pioneers take the arrows, right? So people learn from the, things that happen. The Liberty Dollar said Liberty across the top.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of U.S. coins say Liberty across the top. It had a picture of the Statue of Liberty. Now, there's never been a U.S. coin that's as beautiful as the Liberty Dollar, as far as I'm concerned. It's the most beautiful coin ever minted, at least from the obverse, the front of it. Just gorgeous. But it said, trust in God rather than...
in God we trust.
In God we trust.
Yeah.
It had, it said it had dollar amounts with a dollar symbol next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that kind of, put it into the realm of counterfeiting. Like, somebody could be confused by this.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, Bernard von Notthaus was on video at one point making some purchases online, for some shows and stuff, showing how easy it was to use the Liberty Dollar. And one had to question whether or not the store owners knew that they were in fact taking an alternative currency, or if they were just taking an interesting U.S. coin.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I was looking at that. I don't know. I can tell you that one time when I bought some stuff that I used the Liberty Dollar, and I was just too sort of scared and ashamed and... Pardon me. And, not ready to have a conversation with somebody about the value of silver, just making a purchase. And I essentially, I put it forth as if it was a U.S. coin. I didn't say that that was the case, but I certainly didn't give people enough information to think otherwise. And if the
store... Did it work?
Well, yeah, they took it. Mm-hmm. The store clerk, maybe they didn't. In a lot of cases, store clerks would just take them and put them in their pocket and exchange them for an FRN,
yep.
a Federal Reserve note, and, they would buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are doing pretty good right now. But what if a store clerk tried to, put it into the bank, and the bank says, this isn't money? They could get in trouble. Some people could use the Liberty Dollar in a way.
But there were a lot of people, though, just to kind of play devil's advocate here. Like, for instance, I know Ian used to talk about this a lot, where he would represent them as if they were definitely not U.S. dollars, which
sure.
they weren't meant to be.
Absolutely.
And he would give his email address and business
yep.
card with every Liberty Dollar that he
That's
used.
That's absolutely the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, that it doesn't really change the argument for counterfeiting, which is the biggest argument. That's really what the Liberty Dollar got. No
sure.
one's going to claim that bitcoins, which are, in their tangible form, are poker chips, essentially, with
mm-hmm.
Gizmos on the back or whatever,
yeah.
or ones and zeros on the internet. No one's going to claim that somebody's going to think that those are dollars. There's that problem isn't
yeah.
there. Could the federal government try to go after Bitcoin? Yes. They would have
sure.
a very
could,
difficult
they,
time
they like
short
to,
of shutting down the internet, getting rid of Bitcoin, though.
They would like to have a monopoly on currency. And I think that I don't like the idea of monopolies. I think that people should be able to freely create their own alternative currencies if they wish to do so, and have security mechanisms that will reassure consumers who might want to use their currency that this is indeed real.
Right, bitcoins are a better currency than the United States dollar. I mean, they just have more features that the U.S. dollar doesn't have. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
can't be counterfeited. So
I suppose you could make a cheap metal chip that looked like silver, but there are ways to tell the difference.
Sure.
Does
that answer any questions, Zach, or do you have further ones?
Well, no, I think that's about it.
What do you think, Zach? Do you think that the feds are imminently going after Bitcoin?
Well, I think they will. I think it's a matter of time. The common theme with the government is they don't like competition. So, of course, I think they're going to. How successful they'll be bringing a case by the government and the government courts with government lawyers, I'm sure they'll try their best, but
yeah, I just wonder how they're going to
time will tell.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for them to prove things. The anonymity that's built into Bitcoins, you know, they've learned from many of the things that have been in the past and that have happened in the past as far as these suits go. I don't know. I mean, I simply don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that many people that have looked into this technology believe that it is something that could, in fact, change the world and the way it operates. You know, the way PayPal was designed to be initially, before it became, you know, mainstream, was essentially an alternative internet
currency.
And
started asking for people's tax ID numbers and stuff, as they're doing recently.
Right, and so now, you know, Bitcoins could very well fill that gap. There's a large demand for that, and I think it's very interesting.
Yep.
I'm sure it's just a matter of time before digital currency is just the norm. If you think, you know, how many Americans just use a check card. I never touch Federal Reserve notes. There's just no reason to. It's just so much easier just to do it all digitally. So I really think that tangible currency will be gone, you know, maybe in our lifetimes, but for sure the next.
It could very well happen. There's no doubt about it. But people probably still do business in gold and silver in real life just because those things are valuable. Until they, you know, such time as, you know, the alchemists actually make it so that you can make gold and silver out of nothing. And these things really could
They've
happen.
They've been trying to do that for a long time.
That doesn't mean it won't happen.
Or, you know, the mining processes could be improved. You know, like right now it's a little hard, difficult to mine gold and silver, right? And so part of the value of them is that they're scarce and rare and that they're hard to get your hands on more of them. But that technology could certainly improve.
Well, they just created, what, 5 new elements or something like that that they just came.
Oh, really? I did not know about that.
Yeah, they're naming them after some German cities and stuff.
Well,
like
you
that.
Know, once they get up into the really high molecular weight or chemical weights or whatever, it's very hard to keep them stable. So those large, very heavy elements tend to deteriorate quickly into smaller.
I imagine
things.
That's true.
Radioactive, probably. You know, they're very unstable.
I bet that's true. But, you know, what that says to me is that if they can create these large molecules or atoms, mm-hmm. then they can probably modify atoms that exist and take what lead, turn it into gold, things like that. I mean, I don't know. It's got to be.
I'm skeptical.
Okay. Well,
but it could be possible,
I
maybe.
I suppose. We'll see. I mean, you know, we're just talking about a in the
but
future.
If they were able to turn lead into gold, then gold would become less valuable.
Absolutely. That's the point I was trying to make about gold and its value is that. You know, people will probably trade and use it until they can be, you know, created at some point. Zach, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733 and Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. This is a Stay Cool toll-free call-in line here. The live Sunday edition. You might be able to squeeze your call in. Lines are clear. 855-450-3733. If you smoke cigarettes, you need to consider, what's that doing for your long-term health? Is there some better way? There is. The e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com. It's one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today, and you can get it for free. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com and use coupon code FTL when you purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are little things that screw on the back of the vaporizer so you can get the nicotine shot into your lungs with that nicotine goodness. They come in lots of flavors. Reds, Turkish classics, menthol, cherry, vanilla, strawberry, cloves. And the strawberry, really awesome. It's one of their new flavors, and it really tastes great. This is significantly better for you than cigarettes. And you'll save money on top of it. It's Vaporsmiths.com. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Again, it's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com. Coupon code FTL. And, you know, cigarettes, old technology. E-cigarettes, the new way to go. Stephanie, have you heard about the Rick Perry gaffe this week?
Oh, is this where he was asked to name like three government programs that he would cut or get rid of?
Yeah, like, and he name was the government like, program you'd get rid of. He says he'd get rid of three, names one, two, and then
and he's like, yeah. I did hear about that.
If you got to see it, it was funny.
I mean, did see a video of it,
because he really couldn't get it. I mean, like, it was over the course of a minute.
And yeah, he was given ample opportunity, and then Ron Paul even tried to jump in and help him.
Several of them did.
Is it this one? And he was like, no, that's not it. No.
Department of Energy, actually, was the one that he was
it
trying
was
to think
one,
of.
It was one, two, and, well,
you know,
two.
I'm no fan of Rick Perry by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel that this is just kind of unfair. I mean, who hasn't had, you know, a moment in time where they just couldn't remember something? And to say that...
I'm sure there's an enormous amount of pressure when you're up there on stage underneath all the lights, but, you know, historically it's always been, unfortunately, that people really judge presidential... presidential candidates by
their
how
speaking ability.
Yes, by their speaking ability. Right. And talk radio hosts.
If you wanted,
and I failed that right now.
If you wanted to hire people for their speaking ability, why not just go to the source and get Anthony Robbins or one of these or Billy Graham or one of these people that is paid to do speaking? I mean, these people are going to be really good.
Why Ronald Reagan was an actor, right? And
right.
A lot of them have different careers in speaking. You know, Obama had a lot of experience with that himself.
Apparently,
it doesn't hurt to be a good orator, but, you know, it just really showed when I saw that clip of Rick Perry forgetting what he was going to say. It just had this, it smacked of him being, like, coached on these talking points, right?
Oh, sure.
And they're like, okay, Governor Perry, remember this and this and this. And he's like, okay, got it. And he's ready to go on stage.
I got it.
And then he forgets it.
Well, like, I think the guy's creepy on, you know, when he does these things. I don't like his smile and, you know, his hair and his suit don't do anything for me.
Well, of course he's creepy. He wants to take your money and control your life.
He certainly wants that.
I mean, who would seek out an office like that? You know, who would seek to be in charge of the government, the federal government?
The rest of the people on the stage, too, is basically the answer.
Well, yeah, but the point is they're all creepy.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, it's very unfortunate, in my opinion, that there's anyone who wants that job.
I find that Ron Paul far less creepy than the rest of them. But, you know, this is...
At least he's talking about peace and ending the wars.
At the very least. It's a big deal. I mean, I understand lots of people find voting distasteful, and I get where you're coming from. I'm not saying that you got to run out there and do your voting, but most people would say that there would be a preference as to who they would like to have. It seems like Gingrich is, you know, with Kane getting his, what, four or five gals now that are saying that he sexually harassed him. And, one wonders, that's a lot of smoke for there to be no fire.
And
Gingrich
some of them
seems to be getting a boost, and God...
Yeah, that's awful.
None of the choices. It's like, when are they just going to start digging up dead politicians and trotting them out? Because, I mean, you thought that Gingrich's campaign was over when his staff quit several months ago.
There have been examples of dead politicians who have been deceased.
But
before their name was taken off the ballot, and they have actually won elections.
What was that funny noise?
I have no idea. I did hear it.
Oh. Technical difficulties, please stand by. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Gingrich,
it was the sound of freedom dying. That's what happened.
Apparently.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't know. It seems, whenever I see one of these guys go down, and they've all gone down at this point, Romney was up, then down. Bachman up, down. Perry up, down. Kane up, going down, perhaps. I mean, I'm not proposing to say
that's what the women said. I'm just kidding.
There's a that's what she said joke, folks. I didn't do it.
Well, you know, about the claims of, you know, impropriety and sexual harassment and that kind of thing, this is old news. This happens to every politician, and it says something about their character, right, that they're willing to essentially view women as objects. If this is accusations,
I don't
actually
think every
true.
Politician. I think it's
so many.
One of the personality
types. Well, they're either closeted
gay
and they're not coming out about it and they're lying about it, or they're womanizers usually.
Well, I think that one of the personality types that's drawn into politics is a personality type that tends to get, you know, to be very interested in the opposite sex.
Power monger?
You know, the power and, and, you know, that one of the ways to be able to procreate and spread your seed far and wide is to get into positions of power.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we're not that far from these, you know, where politicians could have any woman they wanted at any time. I mean, we're just a couple hundred years, if not sooner than that. So, you know, it's going to draw those folks. Now, I've heard Ron Paul won't even get into the elevator with a woman unescorted.
Yep.
So, I mean, it shows where his values lie. You know, he loves his wife. He doesn't want to, you know, be mixed up any of this and doesn't want that to happen to him. We got a call, Daryl in Texas. Let's go to Daryl in Texas. Daryl?
Hey, wanted to talk about that Marketplace Fairness Act that
yes.
is anything but fair.
Yeah.
Everything that I've read, it's being touted as a bipartisan effort, which the three senators that jointly introduced this thing, Inzi, Durbin, and Alexander, you know, two Republicans and a Democrat.
Right.
Well, hey, everybody loves
bipartisan,
taxes.
Yeah, bipartisan
loves
is,
take your money.
Is the political version of double penetration. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what I was going to say. Do people need any more proof that bipartisan means being gang raped by donkeys and elephants?
Yeah, it's really, really awful. You know, I mean, I when the politicians get together, say bipartisan new tax,
it's
almost a foregone conclusion. The reason we were talking about it like it's a reality here is because it doesn't seem like anything could stop this.
Well, right, and yeah, whenever they say
Amazon and the shopping center organization, I forget the exact name of it. It's the ICSC.
I wouldn't.
They're backing this. The American Booksellers Association is backing this. So you've got a lot of big organizations and big businesses that are getting behind this thing.
Yeah, it's coming down. I mean, it would seem like if this doesn't do it this year, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You know, I mean, it's going
to
happen.
Well, right? Then for me, what that says is that it's time to start looking for alternatives and ways that I could possibly get around paying this, you know, because I try to decrease my tax footprint as much as possible.
Same here.
But,
good news for both of you guys. New Hampshire doesn't have sales tax. So even if this thing is introduced, it's not adding a national sales tax, which is the only good thing about this.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, it would. In that case, we wouldn't have to pay it because we happen to be one state that doesn't have.
However,
a sales tax?
However, I mean, a lot of the costs of complying with these things that are added onto businesses are passed on to all the consumers.
It's definitely going to shut down some of the smaller companies.
Yeah.
And I read the bill. There is an exemption for companies that do less than $500,000 worth of online sales. But say there's a company that does $500,000
and one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then they have the added cost of compliance. So they're either just going to stop doing online sales or completely go out of business if all they do is online sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like the idea that it's not going after the smallest of retailers, but you know that it's always difficult. I mean, $500,000 worth of sales a year isn't that many sales,
right? And it's net. It's gross.
It's
not
gross,
net.
Not net. I mean,
right.
You're not making $500,000. You're selling $500,000 worth of stuff and
so
making maybe 10% on that.
Yeah, exactly. You could easily have a lot of expenses.
That's one person's salary, essentially, at $50,000. Yeah. How's one person going to be able to figure out, okay, what's the sales tax for, you know, this area and that place?
And it's also just so arbitrary. You know, like, for some reason, companies that do over $500,000 of business online every year should have to comply with this onerous thing. No, it doesn't. No, nobody should be subject to this. It doesn't make any sense.
And don't forget, it also includes catalog sales.
Oh, wow. Daryl, that's unfortunate.
Thanks for the call. Well, that's Free Talk Live. You know, we're done for the evening, but we'll be back at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can give us a call then. But in the meantime, check out freetalklive.com, our interactive website, and you can enjoy the conversation there. It's been Mark with you.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with a purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.